Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the ENCE Full Year 2017 Results Presentation. I now hand over to Mr. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO, and Alfredo Avello, CFO. Gentlemen, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending our fourth quarter 2017 results conference call. I'm here today with our CFO, Alfredo Avello, and our head of IR, Alberto Valdés. After the presentation, we will be pleased to answer any questions you may have. Let me start this presentation with the main highlights of this outstanding set of results and, even more important, by reminding you our bullish view of pulp prices. We are bullish because pulp demand remains strong in all markets, including Asia and Europe, and because sources of new supply are few and no major capacity increases have been announced. As a consequence, we increased prices again in February up to $1,030 per ton. Given this strong demand and limited new supply, we believe we will see high pulp prices for at least the next 3 years and certainly for the rest of 2018. The successful execution of our strategic plan, with an average pulp price of only $818 per ton in 2017, has made possible these very good results. 72% growth in EBITDA and 139% growth in net income. A normalized free cash flow generation of $147 million, which reduced our net debt by $65 million after paying capex and dividends. A significant 7 euro per ton cash cost reduction in our pulp business to 349 euros per ton, despite the 12 euro per ton wood cost increase linked to PIX's pulp price performance. An annualized EBITDA of over 50 million in our energy business, thanks to the successful acquisition of several plants and our efforts to reduce costs. Our immediate future is also bright. We will increase our pulp capacity by 150,000 tons during 2018 and 2019 to achieve 1.12 million tons in 2020. We will increase annualized EBITDA to more than 70 million in our energy business with a new Huelva 40 megawatt biomass power plant now under construction and the increasing use of agricultural byproducts as fuel. We will meet these objectives always maintaining conservative leverage ratios and our attractive shareholder remuneration. If you go now to slide number 5, I would like to comment on our positive vision of pulp prices. On the demand side, the drivers are global economic growth and increasing tissue consumption. Specifically, growth in demand for virgin pulp should accelerate in view of the stricter environmental protection policies in China. We have already seen the elimination of high-polluting paper mills based on non-wood pulp and the ban of mixed recovered paper imports from 2018 with limits on recovered paper import quotas. All in all, we are expecting more than 2 million tons of new demand in 2018. In slide 6, we show the supply side of the pulp market. I still believe the growth in capacity will not be as large as the growth in demand. Currently, in Asia, APP's Oki is operating at only 60% of its capacity. April Kerinci, suffering from stricter peatland protection in Indonesia, is operating at only 70%. Capacity integrations and conversions to other pulp grades are reducing the virgin paper grade pulp supply. In addition to all these, global eucalyptus pulp inventories are at minimum levels. As I have repeatedly said during several quarters, new capacity will not compensate the impressive demand growth we are seeing now. As a consequence, there will be pulp price increases in both the short and long term. If you move now to slide number 7, you can see the RISI forecast of pulp prices now and the RISI estimates 1 year ago. The real pulp price has been consistently above this forecast, even after continuous positive revisions. We believe pulp prices will again beat this forecast due to the lack of new capacity, the increasing demand for pulp, and the low levels of global eucalyptus pulp inventories. And now, let's move to slide number 8, where we focus on our figures, which have improved significantly during the past years. The reasons behind this growth are, on the revenue side, firstly, an increase in pulp prices and volume sold compared to the same period last year. Secondly, an increase in the energy sold thanks to our acquisitions last year. And on the cost side, first of all, a strong cash cost reduction of 7 euros per ton, despite a 12 euro per ton wood cost increase due to its linkage with pulp prices. And finally, the successful biomass diversification we have introduced in the energy business. On top of all these, we have increased our EPS by 142%. In slide 9, I would like to elaborate on the continuing reduction in our cash cost. We achieved a 7 euro per ton reduction compared with the same period last year, mainly as a result of two factors. Firstly, our 40,000 tons capacity expansion and efficiency investments. Secondly, wood cost saving initiatives, which have offset the increase of 12 euros per ton due to the linkage of wood cost to pulp prices. Our efficiency investments, our cost cutting initiatives and capacity increases, reducing fixed cost per ton, will compensate the global price increase in chemical products and further increases in wood costs due to its linkage to increasing pulp prices. Our target for 2020 remains 325 euros per ton using the pulp prices assumptions of our strategic plan. If you move now to slide 10, we show the growth of our energy business. EBITDA in this business increased 51% during 2017, thanks to the integration of the plants acquired and the cost reduction following our successful biomass diversification initiatives. This cost reduction will continue during 2018, when we expect to achieve 60% agricultural byproducts in our biomass fuel mix. We will continue our successful acquisition strategy in Europe and consolidating the biomass power plant sector in Spain, paying conservative prices. Turning now to slide number 11, let me explain our impressive cash flow generation. During 2017, we generated more than 147 million, a 52% increase versus 2016. Our net debt was 153 at the end of the year, after 40 million dividend payment and strategic investment of 62 million. Our leverage ratio stands now at 0.7 times our last 12 months EBITDA, clearly below our peers' average ratio of 3.2 times. This means that we will easily accelerate and complete our investment plan while maintaining very prudent leverage ratios and a 50% payout. And now, in slide 12, let me review the next steps of our strategic plan in the pulp and energy businesses. Firstly, we will add 30,000 tons in 2 weeks' time at our Pontevedra mill. 40,000 tons will follow in early 2019. Secondly, in Navia, we will add 80,000 tons in April 2019. All in all, our sales will total more than 1.12 million by 2020, in line with our strategic plan. In our energy business, our new biomass power plant in Huelva will be completed in the second half of 2019. In terms of investments, we are expecting to spend 151 million in 2018, 73 million in 2019, and 50 million in 2020. These figures will be partially offset by our divestments. In slide 13, you can see our divestment plan for non-core forestry in the south of Spain with a book value of 125 million euro. We expect to sell the high-yielding plantations during the next 2 years, 25,000 hectares. Then we expect to transform some of our properties into irrigated land and sell 7,500 hectares during the following years. And finally, we expect to sell the rest of our non-core properties in the south of Spain, 24,000 hectares. Moving now to slide number 14, let me say we will maintain an attractive dividend policy for our shareholders. Our policy includes 3 dividend payments annually to achieve a 50% payout. Accordingly, for 2017, we will propose to the March AGM the payment of a complementary dividend of 16 million to fulfill this policy. Let me finish this part of the presentation reviewing our environmental excellence. Almost all our wood is certified. Our purchases come mainly from small suppliers and property owners. This is having a huge impact in the rural areas where we are present. We have actively reduced the distance between the purchase points, which are all in the northwest of Spain, and the pulp mills, reducing accordingly the emissions associated with transport. We have also reduced the odorous impact and the water consumption of our mills during 2017. All our plants exceed all the environmental regulations, and we are proud to do it and will continue to do so in the future. Once again, ENCE has innovated, being the first company to publish a biomass sustainability memorandum. And now, I will invite Alfredo to review these successful 2017 figures in more detail.
Thank you, Ignacio. Let's have a look at each of our businesses in detail. Moving on to slide 17, you can see the pulp business operating performance. EBITDA amounted to 171 million euros in 2017, up 79% from 2016, not only due to the 14% recovery in average sales prices, but also due to a 6% increase in pulp sales volumes and a 2% reduction in the cash cost. As our CEO just pointed out, the cash cost improved by 7 euros per ton year on year, despite a 12 euro per ton increase in wood prices throughout the year. Remember that wood prices are partially indexed to monthly FOEX pulp price performance. This mechanism allows us to keep part of our cost structure flexible under changing pulp prices in both directions. and there are current positive prospects for the next years, these mechanisms could have some impact on our cash costs, while our profit margins should also exponentially improve. In essence, every 50 years per ton pulp prices increase, at current pulp discount levels, our EBITDA margin would increase by approximately 34 euros per ton, while the wood impact would only be 3 euros per ton, assuming we are not able to continue absorbing part of such cost increase as we have been doing up to date. In the next slide, following the P&L, below the EBITDA line of our pulp business, depreciation, financial expenses, and tax figures continue to be in line with our expectations. Within the other financial results column, we are showing the positive impact of the dividend contributed by our energy business, partially netted by the FX results for the period. These FX results are mainly linked to the appreciation of the euro in our balance sheet receivables account. Including all these items, net profit from our pulp business tripled up to 87 million euros compared to 28 in 2016. Continuing with our pulp business cash flow generation in slide 19, normalized free cash flow after maintenance capex, working capital changes, interest rates, and taxes increased up to 128 million euros in 2017 compared to 53 in the previous year. Our working capital needs have remained virtually flat. Active management on accounts payables and receivables, combined with a reduction in inventories, have offset potential working capital growths related to the recovery in net sale prices. Regarding our strategic plan, we have invested 22 million euros during the year. This figure is 19 million shorter, mainly due to the different payment schedule that the one initially forecasted for the next 30,000 tons capacity expansion at our Pontevedra mill in March this year. This figure should be recouped within this year. Asset divestments for 3.4 million euros are mainly related to the sale execution of the last plots from the first phase of our non-core asset divestment plan. As our CEO has stated, we are already working on the progressive sale of our non-core eucalyptus plantation in the south of Spain with a book value of 125 million euros. In slide 20, let me update you on our hedging program. ENCE maintains its hedging FX policy with the only aim of mitigating currency volatility. We have followed a zero-cost collar structure strategy with the objective of hedging at least 50% of our expected revenues for the next months. These hedging structures are weekly monitored. At the end of the year, we have secured an average exchange rate cap of $116/euro for 50% of the expected pulp revenues for 2018. Turning to slide 21, and continuing with the balance sheet, pulp business net debt ended 2017 at 120 million euros, representing a leverage ratio of just 0.7 times, well below our committed limit of 2.5 times. Regarding cash position, the pulp business closed the year with 174 million euros, also with our 90 million euros RCF fully undrawn. We continue to benefit from long-term maturities, conservatively aligned with the needs of our strategic plan. Let me please remind you that the first call on our current 250 million euro bond is due on November this year, and that ENCE monitors financial costs as another component of our full cost structure. The same way we are in a constant cash cost reduction mode on our industrial operations, we're also continuously analyzing ways to reduce our financial costs, following our industrial DNA of increasing the value and resiliency of our operations, as well as enhancing our shareholders' remuneration. Let's now change the focus to our energy business operating performance in page 22. EBITDA of the energy business grew, as guided, by 51% up to €45 million in 2017, not only boosted by the addition of the two new 60-megawatt biomass plants acquired in December 2016 and the 27-megawatt facility acquired last August, but also due to a noticeable reduction in our biomass cost as a consequence of our successful biomass diversification strategy. Our EBITDA target for 2018 is to increase this level up to €55 million, including the full year contribution of our new Cordoba power facility acquired in August 2017 and further savings coming from our combined agro-biomass diversification strategy. Following with our energy business P&L in slide 23, EBITDA accounted for €45.4 million after adjusting it down by €4.2 million because of the regulatory collar. During 2017, high pool prices behavior reached a yearly average of €52 per megawatt, well above both regulatory adjusting levels. Year-on-year hydro depreciation charges are mostly explained by the asset base increase after our LTM acquisitions. Financial expenses include €1.5 million associated with the successful refinancing of the energy business undertaken in the fourth quarter, which I will explain in a minute. Also, related to this refinancing process, the other financial results column includes €3.6 million in connection with the restructuring of the existing interest rate hedges at current market prices. Note that these two items related to the refinancing process had no cash flow impact. Including all these items, our energy business reported a net attributable profit of €13 million, achieving a 26% growth compared to 2016. Normalized free cash flow in slide 24 reached €19 million in 2017, despite a 41% increase in the working capital needs related to the strong growth of the energy volume sold in the period following the recent acquisitions. Additionally, following our strategic plan, we have invested over €40 million, €28 million in the acquisition in August of the EDF 27-megawatt power facility, and €12 million related to the construction of the new Huelva 40-megawatt plant, which is on track to start up in the second half of 2019, as previously pointed out by our CEO. Moving now to slide 25, after the €40 million strategic plan investment and the €8 million dividend payment to the holding company, net debt position for the energy business increased by only €10 million at the end of December, which implies a very low leverage of 0.7 times net debt to EBITDA. On November 24, we closed a new financing for the energy business comprising all the existing different private finance and corporate facilities into a single one at the Ence Energía level. The new €220 million facility, currently drawn by €140 at the end of 2017, includes a €60 million tranche for the financing of the currently under construction new Huelva 40-megawatt biomass plant, and also a €20 million RCF. The structure includes €56 million under an 8-year bullet institutional tranche, of which 50 have been internationally privately placed and structured through bonds. The remaining 164 have been funded by local banks on a 7-year term backloaded amortization scheme. The new facility is non-recourse to the pulp business, reduces our funding cost by 100 basis points, and ensures the completion of our strategic plan. So this facility will also have all the flexibility needed to continue the growth of our energy business through any combination of M&A or greenfield projects, taking advantage of our high liquidity. We're very proud of this facility, which do not only add international institutional investors to the development of biomass operations in Spain, but also because it has been the first facility in the world to which Standard & Poor's has granted its highest green rating, recognizing the high standards achieved by ENCE in terms of sustainability and transparency. Please now return the lead of this presentation back to our CEO for the closing remarks.
Thank you, Alfredo. I wish to conclude this presentation by emphasizing our view that pulp prices will remain strong, with a tight supply and demand balance which will exceed analyst expectations. Our results will continue to confirm the strength of our business model. Today, with our expected market conditions, our EBITDA for the year will be above 300 million. Our growth in the short term is assured by new capacity increases in our pulp business and new acquisitions in our energy business. We will keep an attractive shareholder remuneration and a strong balance sheet that will allow us not only to complete our current strategic plan, but also to execute the new strategic plan we are working on. This plan will be announced by the end of the year and will increase the future value of our company. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are now open to answer any questions you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The first question comes from Rafael Cabanillas from Ahorro Corporación. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions. The first one is just to confirm that what you expect for 2018 in terms of EBITDA is above 300 million euros. Just a confirmation of that. Second one, I would like to know what do you expect for the second quarter this year of pulp price performance compared to the current 1,000 and close to 10 dollars per ton, and what are you assuming on average for pulp prices this year? And finally, the third question is related to the investments. You talk about this on slide 12, and I would like to know if maintenance capex is included on this investment plan, and if not, how much should we assume on a yearly basis? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cabanillas. Regarding our guidance for 2018, let me start by the pulp business. As you know, we have already closed sales agreements to reach our pulp sales target of 990,000 tons in 2018, with lower discounts than the previous year. Strong pulp prices will continue weighing on our cash cost due to its automatic linkage with wood prices. Current pulp prices above 800 euro per ton imply a 15 euro higher cash cost than our strategic plan. Last but not least, we have secured an average cap of $1.16 per euro for half of our pulp sales target for the year. Let's go now to the energy business. On the other hand, our energy business will continue enhancing its biomass diversification to agricultural byproducts, thus further reducing its cost. Therefore, energy business EBITDA should be above 55 million euro in 2018 and close to 60. On top of that, we continue analyzing acquisitions in Spain to reach our EBITDA target of 78 million by 2020. Altogether, that means that at current pulp prices, prices of today, of a few euros more than 1,000, and that EBITDA in 2018 should be above 300 million. We expect prices to be between today and $1,050 on the second quarter of the year. And I presume pulp prices will stay at those high levels during the second half of the year. Regarding your question of maintenance capex, we can tell you that in pulp, we have a maintenance capex on top of what I explained before of 15 million per year, and in the energy business of roughly 5 million euros per year. Thank you, Mr. Cabanillas.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, in order to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The next question comes from Alberto Sanchez from Fidentiis. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I've got a couple of questions. The first one is on cash costs. I would like to know what is your indication or your guidance on cash costs, excluding any potential impact from pulp prices. So assuming that pulp prices have the same average than in 2017, I would like to know whether potential cost inflation in chemicals, energy, would be offset by your cost savings plan or not. That would be my first question. And the second one is if you could provide some guidance on the tax rate. I've seen a low tax rate in the biomass business in the fourth quarter of the year. I would like, if possible, if you could guide us on this item too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sanchez. I will answer the first question, and Alfredo Avello will give you the answer about the taxes on the energy business on the fourth quarter. Well, let me talk about cash cost. On your question is a bit difficult because we have the wood cost, and then it's difficult to compare things who are not comparable. Then we keep on our target for 2018 of our strategic plan of 337 euros per ton of cash cost. But as we expect pulp prices to remain like they are, we will pay comparable to the $720 per ton of pulp price in our strategic plan, we will pay 15 euros more. That's why we expect $352 of cash cost for 2018, mainly due to these high pulp prices impacting 15 euros more than what we expected in our strategic plan, where we were running a price of 720 for the pulp with an exchange rate of today 1.25. If you remember, our cash cost last year, it had 12 euros more food cost comparable with our strategic plan. That means that we expect other 3 euros increase in 2018 comparable to 2017. I hope I have answered your question.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Alfredo.
Alberto, regarding taxes, in ENCE, although we have two businesses, we follow the consideration structure of all our taxes. And what you have to remember is this applies to every single company, every single subsidiary, to which we have above any 75% of it. And right now, we have NOLs in the range of over 130 million, which means a deduction in base of around 36 million euros still as of 31st December 2017, which this will allow us to annually deduct up to 25% of the accrued taxes by our subsidiaries in most cases, and up to 50% of accrued taxes in some others. That's basically a consolidated figure to which we apply all the limits of our tax base.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sanchez.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Luis Toledo from BBVA. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Congratulations for the results. Two questions from my side. The first one relating with the expected capacity increases and the optimism you're reflecting with regards to the ramp-up of Pontevedra. I don't know if you could provide more details on the expected ramp-ups that you're expecting for the first capacity increases and those forecasted for 2019, and if this optimism is based on the good progress that you've had on the last maintaining stoppages. The second question, with regards to pool prices, I was wondering, the relationship with your customers, if you're noticing some pushback from proposed price rises and in the tight stock conditions, if you're having problems in the supply side. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Luis. The line was not very good. I hope I catch your questions. I understood you were asking about our increase in volume in Pontevedra in 2018 and 2019. We are stopping our pulp mill in Pontevedra in 2 weeks' time to do the annual maintenance shutdown, and we will take profit of that in order to increase the capacity by 30,000 tons. And we have already contracted the second increase for 40,000 tons more, who will be done in March 2019. And regarding our relation with customers, well, we are now almost at the end of the month. Nobody is discussing the price increase of till 1030. In the opposite way, we notice that customers in Central Europe, in Northern Europe, are short of fiber. Like customers of Italy, they are short of fiber. There are no stocks. Our customers have no stocks. We are running ourselves out of stocks, and there are no large stocks on the ports. Market is buoyant, and don't see any difficulties.
Okay, thanks. Maybe a follow-up on the first question. I was wondering if the expected ramp-up of these capacity increases, do you expect a normal ramp-up or conditions you're going to push?
No, absolutely, Luis. Yeah, we have divided this capacity increase of 70,000 tons in two steps in order to be more conservative and to have lower risk. We don't see any problem at all in the ramp-up of March 2018. We are forecasting an extraordinary stoppage next year, in 2019, of maybe 7 to 10 days more, because this second increase of 40,000 tons may be a bit more important, but we don't see any risks at all.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Luis. Thank you very much, Mr. Toledo.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no further questions in the conference call. I give back the floor to Mr. Ignacio Colmenares and Mr. Alfredo Avello. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for you attending to this conference call of results. And we look forward to meet you in 3 months' time, where we will give you better results. Thank you very much.
Thank you.